The Reverend Dr. William Barber II was in Iowa this week, and there was a rally for the National Poor People's Campaign held on the west steps of the Iowa State House. As far as we could tell, we were the only media that was present. So, what do poor people have to do with business and the economy? Well, how about this word? Everything. If folks can't afford the basics, they don't contribute to the national economy. If people are spending up to 50% on housing, there's little left for anything else. Consider your family. If that much is going out to pay for a shelter, there's little left for food, healthcare, transportation, and even education. So if it's true that consumers account for over 70% of the nation's gross domestic product, and over 140 million Americans are living in poverty, the correlation between poverty and a sagging economy is clear.
A proud sponsor of Insight on Business, the NewsHour, is AARP Iowa. With over 370,000 members, AARP is helping families with a host of programs, from Fraud Watch to helping build more livable communities. Learn more at aarp.org.
I'm standing at a Poor People's Campaign rally on the west side of the Iowa State Capitol. And with me is the Director of Communications for the Poor People's March, Steve Rochneid. Steve, this is an incredible event that was held not only here, but across the country. Can you tell me and us more about the Poor People's Campaign?
Well, we're happy to be here. The Poor People's Campaign was started by Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. 51 years ago now. And he was assassinated before he was able to see it fully come to fruition. Of course, with his assassination, a lot of people would say the civil rights movement was killed. And so a couple of years ago, Reverend Dr. William J. Barber II, along with Reverend Dr. Liz Theo Harris, and a coalition of grassroots organizations came together to revive the Poor People's Campaign, what we're calling a national call for moral revival. We had direct action in 40-plus states across the country last year. We're organizing in 43 states right now, plus the District of Columbia. And we're getting ready to embark on a MORE tour, M-O-R-E, mobilization, organization, registration, and education, because we say we're trying to register people for the movement who will vote. And this is a long-term thing. It goes beyond 2020. But, of course, 2020 is important. And so we're excited to be here in Iowa. We're excited that the Poor People's Campaign is organizing here in Iowa. And we're planning to be back.
Steve, give me three reasons why people should stop and take a look at the Poor People's Campaign. What is it that you're attempting to do?
Yeah, this is really important. When we talk about people living below the poverty line, very few people understand that federal definition of the poverty line has not changed in 50 years. And if you can think about how much things have changed in terms of inflation, you cannot afford a two-bedroom apartment on minimum wage anywhere in this country. The statistics are, in fact, there are 140 million poor and low-wealth people in this country, 140 million, not 40 million, not 4 million, 140 million. It's 43%. And when our politicians are talking about the middle class, and you have so many people giving handouts to the wealthy and corporate welfare, very few are talking about the poor and the low wealth. And that's so many of us. And so that's what we're trying to shift the narrative. We're trying to get people to think about and talk about those of us across this country. And it's in every state. Every state, the statistics are overwhelming.
Reverend Barber earlier today talked about a moral change that needs to happen in the United States. Can you speak to that?
Absolutely. As a moral leader, this campaign has been organized with faith leaders, clergy, and people not of faith, but who believe in the moral arc of the universe, as Dr. King talked about, who understand that justice means justice for all, not just justice for some. And so There's been a distortion in what's been defined as morality, just being a handful of particular social issues. And we're talking about systemic racism. We're talking about systemic poverty, the war economy and militarism, ecological devastation, and this distorted moral narrative of religious nationalism and Christian nationalism specifically.
One of the things that I've heard so many people say is that we are at a tipping point in the United States. Would you agree?
I certainly hope so. I think we've been building towards that. As more and more people are sensitized to what's really going on in this country, more and more people are cannot sit silently by while children are in cages, families are being separated at the border, and, you know, Medicaid is not being expanded, voting rights are being denied, etc.
Steve, thank you for your time.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Once again, that was Steve Roach Knight. He's the communications director for the National Poor People's Campaign. We will have links to that campaign up on our radio blog. Well, that concludes another broadcast day. Thanks so very much for being with us all day. And stay tuned on our Twitter feed at IOB_NewsHour for the latest on what's happening on Wall Street. For all of us that put this together each and every day, Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator, sales and marketing, even though he's on Ragbri, is going to Aaron Libby. The voice of the Business News Hour is Hunter Pease, and the music you're listening to right now was arranged, composed, and conducted by James Goodlett from Jam Good Productions. For all those folks and Steve Roach Knight, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a wonderful day. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.